The toilet has been a common fixture in American homes since the early 20th century. That's when it went from being a feature in wealthy people's homes to a public health necessity for everyone. As people began to install toilets in more pre-World War II working-class homes, some put in basement toilets that stick out like a sore thumb. They often lack privacy and can be in odd locations, like at the foot of the stairs. These curiosities led a WPR listener to reach out to our Wisconsin project. Jessica Hopp of Madison asked, why do so many older homes in Wisconsin have an exposed toilet sitting in the unfinished basement? What's the story behind the Midwestern toilet?
We saw a lot of really old Wisconsin homes over the course of the next year. And the first time we walked into an unfinished basement and saw the lone solo toilet just there with no walls around it, we laughed so hard. We'd never seen anything like that before.
Hopp wound up buying a home built in 1906, and as you can probably guess, it has a basement toilet.
I put on my shoes here. Okay, down the steep, dangerous stairs we go. As a physical therapist, these stairs give me nightmares. So I'm standing in the stairway, right? And so I'm going to turn and show you this is the first thing you see down the stairs. Yeah. And there's the toilet right next to the tool bench.
An article published in 2022 explored Milwaukee's basement toilet phenomenon, suggesting there are reasons for their strange placements.
This is Bobby Tanzillo. I'm the senior editor and senior writer at OnMilwaukee.com.
Tanzillo says his research turned up different explanations for why the basement toilets came to exist in many older working class homes.
One of the reasons for this toilet is that it's not the one that people like to think about, but it's the one that seems to probably be the real origin of this. Before there were floor drains, they wanted to have a basement receptacle where if water were to back up from the sewer, it would not back up into your house, it would back up into the basement.
Tanzillo also found that the basement was an affordable space to install plumbing, leading to the home's first toilet. It was also a place where someone could go after work to get cleaned up. There are occasionally showers near the basement toilet. Tanzillo says the basement toilets are not unique to Milwaukee or even the Midwest. In fact, they're often referred to as Pittsburgh potties because of their prevalence in western Pennsylvania.
UW-Milwaukee architecture professor emeritus Thomas Hubka says the toilets exist in homes across the country, but are more prevalent in the East and Midwest since they are more likely to have a basement. He says basement toilets built before World War II in Wisconsin likely exist in more urban areas.
In rural Wisconsin, there are going to be few basement toilets like this. It's not one of the things that is part of the ethos of farm life in some ways, going into the basement to clean up or something like that. That's half the state. In 1900, half the state of Wisconsin is farms. So within the urban small town context, here we have the basement toilet.
The Madison home Jessica Hopp lives in has an exposed toilet near the foot of the basement stairs.
I thought it was a little silly, but as this is a one bathroom home and we have a teenager who often has a gaggle of other teenagers over, having a second toilet is delightful. So people end up using it all the time.
This story on basement toilets was written and produced by WPR's John Davis of La Crosse. And this is a bit of a full circle moment. John edited my first radio feature years ago as a college student, and now I have the honor of editing his final story. After a long, distinguished career in journalism, John is retiring from Wisconsin Public Radio. He served as a reporter, producer, and newsmaker's talk show host out of La Crosse for nearly 40 years. During that time, he held those in power accountable and shined a light on the innovative and inspiring things happening in Southwest Wisconsin. John, thank you so much for your work, friendship, and mentorship through these years. We'll miss you so much. Enjoy retirement and go Brewers. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.